I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Defense Secretary Robert Gates was in Baghdad today, and he talked about the improved security situation in Iraq. Gates said it was amazingly different from his first visit 3 years ago. That's when the Iraq insurgency was at its height. This visit is to assess how well U.S. troops are adapting to a non-combat role after handing over many security duties to Iraqi troops last month. But Secretary Gates is also talking about future weapons sales to the Iraqi government. The World's Katie Clark has our story.
You know Iraq's a more stable place when the United States is contemplating selling military equipment and supplies to the country rather than simply handing them over. In fact, Congress has been told of potential arms sales to Iraq worth some $9 billion. Iraq has expressed interest in such things as tanks, armored helicopters, and cargo planes. Graham Allison welcomes that prospect. He's director of the Belfer Center for Science and International Affairs at Harvard.
Since the relationship to date has been one in which basically Americans are spending more than $100 billion a year defending Iraq, the idea that they might actually be buying something has some appeal.
But it's not just the money. Daniel Gorey of the Lexington Institute says Iraq will continue to face security problems, some internal, some external, for a while yet. And the United States should be the one providing the material.
If we have to go back to help Iraq defend itself against some other country in the future, unnamed country, then it would be nice if we were both flying the same aircraft, for example, that could use the same bombs, that could use the same spare parts. And that would hold for tanks and trucks and other things as well.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates said today that he's assessing what kinds of armaments and how much of them Iraqi security forces would likely need as the U.S. winds down its involvement there.
We are in the process in working out the kinds of equipment we might be able to transfer to the Iraqi security forces, equipment that's already here, as well as talking about purchases of new equipment by the Iraqis. And we basically will be guided by the requirements that they provide and that we develop in a dialogue with them.
The United States itself faces the enormous task of moving some 31 million items out of Iraq by the end of 2011. They include 34,000 tons of ammunition and more than 600 aircraft. Some are concerned that the withdrawal from Iraq could temporarily divert much-needed assets from the war in Afghanistan. So why, then, don't we simply give it all to the Iraqis and be done with it? Anthony Cordesman is the Burke Chair in Strategy at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says that's neither desirable nor practical.
Well, you're talking about billions of dollars worth of inventory, but you're also talking about a lot of equipment which, whatever it cost, has essentially been used up.
And Cordesman notes that a lot of the military gear and equipment that's still in usable condition for the city streets and plains of Iraq isn't the type of stuff that would be very useful in rugged rural Afghanistan. Take the MRAP, a very heavy explosive-resistant vehicle.
It was designed specifically for the conditions in Iraq, so it's too heavy and it lacks the ability to move through the roads and the hills of Afghanistan, for example, and because it's designed only against one type of explosive, it's very vulnerable to modern anti-tank guided weapons.
So look to the next phase of the Iraq war as being the long, tedious drawdown, not just of U.S. troops, but of mountains of U.S. equipment and supplies. For The World, this is Katie Clark.